Okay, we are learning. We haven't learned for a week. I apologize for that, but we're back. We're learning in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Perek
1972. He passed away Chaf Cheshvan. I think it was Tavshin Nun Hey. My mother can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was in 94. I think it was around Yitzhak Rabin. Same thing. He was a professor of mechanical engineering in Ben Gurion University. He was the first head of the department, actually, in Ben Gurion in the Negev. He was an ethical man, honest man, always loved the brain challenge. He was a professor, very intellectual. Last 5 years of his life were hard. He was in and out of hospital. Was not an easy time. Never complained, but he did become a lot more grateful and appreciative of the small things in life towards the end. So, going from a big professor, a big intellectual, he got a new appreciation, and that's something my mother took away from that time.
What was his name?
Shmuel Ben Yosef.
Oh, Ben Yosef. So now we know where you got your brilliance from, Gil. Okay, he should have an aliyah. His neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, we are learning. We haven't learned for a week. I apologize for that, but we're back. We're learning in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Perek Tezvav. And let me just refresh everybody's memory. That in Perek Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, Nefesh HaChaim told us the astonishing chiddush. He taught us that since Yistakel b'Oraisa bara Alma, since Hashem looked into the Torah, and that's what He used to create the world. So, being that we know the Yisoid, He put together a couple of Yisoidas. We know the Yisoid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly creating and recreating the world. So that means he's Yistakel b'Oraisa bara Alma. He's looking at our Torah because and bara Alma, and the world is being created through Limud HaTorah differently than it would be created otherwise, if it would be created at all. And there's always got to be somebody learning Torah in order to recreate the world. So before we leave that and do a review of Perek Tesvav, I just want to share with you something that I saw in Reb Tzedek HaKohen, which is almost the same thing with a knetch. But he writes here, you know how we say in davening, it's a Gemara Brachas, Samach Daled, Al Tikre Bonayich Ela Boinoyich. Al Tikre Bonayich Ela Boinoyich. That Talmidei Chacham Marbim Shalom B'Yoylam. And the Gemara there, which is brought in our Tefillah, after Ein Kelokeinu, is, and Chol Bonayich Limudei Hashem, all of your children are learning Torah. Al Tikre Bonayich Ela Boinoyich. Don't call them just your sons, but they are your builders, bon nayich. Talmidei Chachamim, marbim shalom b'yoylam, but they are bon nayich. So Reb Tzedek says, ein yom, I want you to catch the nuance between the Reb Tzedek and the Nefesh HaChaim. Chosid and Mesnaget. Ein yom she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh halacha beveistin shomalo. Every day, Hashem is mechadesh halacha beveistin shomalo. Because since the world is created by divrei Torah, like it says, "Ani ayisi kliyum nasei shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, amachadish betuvay b'chol yoyim maase bereshis." World is created every day. Who ayidei chidush halacha b'chol yom? So this is interesting that Hashem is machadish halacha. That's something different. Va'acher matan Torah, and here's the kuda. After Matan Torah, nimsar halacha l'chachamim. The Torah, and we talked about this on Hoshana Rabbah and on Shmini Atzeret, we talked about this, that the Torah was now given through Moshe Rabbeinu. It was given to man. It's our Torah. Our Torah. Torah as Moshe. Sheheim mechadshim Torah shebal peh. This was the difference, if you recall, between the Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. Luchos Rishonos were given to us. Here it is. Take it. Here's the deal. We violated that deal. But in the second Luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're shutfim now. You need to participate. So the participation is called, the name of that participation is Torah Shebal Peh. And this is given, this is the words that touched me. Hu masha Hashem Yisparach mofia b'leiv ha-chachomim b'chol pam chadoshos b'Torah Shebal Peh. Means that there's a phenomenon wherein when we're learning Torah, so ein beis medrash b'li chiddush, a chiddush, a new pshat, new understanding, a new havana comes into our mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts that there because once you become part of the Marechet of Bria, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be Mechadish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Reb Tzadik, is first Mechadish the Halach and Shemayim. And then if you're lucky, it pops down into our minds. But until we are expressing this Chiddush, it's not evaporating back up to the Marechet and the Marechet and creating a new world. So U'mishum hachi nikru chachamim boine oilam Shabbos kuf yudalad u'kamoshinamar bracha samach dalad al tikre bon nayich ela bon nayich. So we are co-builders in the Torah. I just want to add a little bit to this, and I want to say one other thing in Reb Tzadik. But what does it mean Hashem is creating Allah? A Torah is a Torah. What does it mean he's creating a new halacha every single day? Ein lecha yoyim v'yoyim. How could it be? Ahu ayidei chidush halacha b'chol yom. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechadish halacha b'veistin shomala. So what it simply means, I don't think we have to get too Kabbalistic here, but I think what it simply means is that the world's a changing, you know. The world is different every single day. You know, these last couple of days and these last couple of months, we see it like in our eyes. Sometimes it's more subtle. The world is changing. The president is changing. Lahavdil Gedolim are changing. Everything is changing, and the world itself is changing. Illness. There's a new reality. So new reality needs a new Torah. Not that the essence of the Torah changes, but it needs to be applied anew. And that is, if you look at it, if you understand deeply the idea of Torah Shebal Peh, that's really what it's all about. It's about, you know, taking, and for that matter, all Poskim throughout all the generations and all Chidushei Torah is looking at the world that we're living and saying, aha, does it the Torah Gemeng? Meaning, there's a new application, something that perhaps we thought we understood before. There's so many examples of this with this Enkan Makomo. Something we thought we understood, and we only understand it once the world changes. So this is what it means, that not that the essence of Torah of Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lamor is changing, but the Torah being an eternal document is forever requiring to change because the world is changing and the Torah is for the world. So the Yistakel, so that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to not just look at the Torah every day to be Mechadish the world every day, but that's why he has to be Mechadish Chidushim. And the recipe, the fodder, the raw material for the new Bria is the new Torah. And that new Torah, this is for us, you see. This is for us. Most of us are not Gedolim, or at least to speak for myself. But what we can do is look at a situation and see something in a way that nobody ever saw it before. So sometimes, you know, like Aliyah Cotton, I have a certain diuk, which is Emes Lamitoy. And I think to myself, why didn't anybody ever say this before if it's Emes? And the answer is, it's okay. Everyone's entitled to a new diuk. Maybe that diuk wasn't for the world at that point. And you see that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, at one point, at the Hakdama of the Zohar, he talks about how it's come time that I have to be Megalos Sod. So it doesn't mean that there was no Sod before, but this is the time to be, he felt, this is the time, at that time, by the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, time of the Romans, that we have to understand, we're not understanding things on a superficial level, it doesn't work anymore. Asar Ruge Malchus, it doesn't work on us, we have to understand the depth of it. And he darshan the depth of every single pasuk in the Torah and every single concept in the Torah, and for that, and he was a big Tana, in Halacha also. But he felt that it was a zman to be Megalos Sod. And this is what you find all these different paradigm shifts. You know, Nevi'im, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, Tanoim, Amoraim, Rishonim, Achronim, Balei Kabbalah. This was all taking the Masorah that we had and bringing it forward with a whole new light. So that's, I believe, a deeper understanding of the Torah that we're learning is helping understand the world today. I think that's what it means. There's one more word from Reb Tzaddik, which I found very inspiring. That Reb Tzaddik is in Pre Tzaddik in Devarim. But there's also a Reb Tzaddik which is in the Koimetz HaMincho, which Chelek Sheni Ois Chav Beis, which spoke to me. And he says as follows, I'm just going to read you his words. Ein la adam, if I'd be more sophisticated, I would get it on the screen for you, but I'm not so sophisticated. Ein la adam lasum tachlis umuchuvan la'ezed davar prati. Listen carefully. A person should not become a specialist. I'll become a specialist. This is what I do. Kigoin liyos nigder mita'avois, liyos loy me'tayra, like my specialty is prayer. I'm a big prayer. My specialty is I'm a big learner. This is counterintuitive. I would think everybody should find their little makom where this is where they can make a difference. So he says, no. Ein la'adam l'sum hatachlis ha'mechuvan la'ezad davar prati kigoin liyos nigdar mitayvus liyos loymei Torah oy la'avoidu kiyotze. What then? Because the Torah says, here this is right in our vocabulary these days, Torah says, Lech lecha me'artzecha elo aretz asher areka. Bevinas halei shebelev ladas ma rotzein Hashem Yisbarach bo'oysoy eis ma yase Yisrael. Because you can't rely on yesterday's expertise. Maybe that's not what's needed today. You're a yesterday person. You know, I mean, as difficult it is personally, people that I knew, Rav David Feinstein, I knew, Rav Sachs, I knew. It's hard to even imagine, like, Miyamali Makoma, who has the voice of Rav Sachs, who has the personality and the bikias of Rav David Feinstein and the Glatkeit. But the pshat is that everybody in their time and in their generation has to be mechadish, something new, and he can't get stuck. V'zehu, listen to this, lech lecha me'artzecha. Leave your aretz. Ritzon alomar mimakim shekavata lecha. You found yourself a little place? Get up and go. She'ata roitza lasos chesed lebriyos ukiyotze, she'lo yiyah lecha mokim mugbal shulcha. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, you're doing the big thing. You have a yeshiva, a magayir, you're a big philosopher. No, now it's chesed time. Get out of your place. Lech lecha. Rak, where should you go? Elo oretz asher areka, asher ani maroischa. B'chol eisu, b'chol rega ani maroischa, v'zehu artzi u'mekoimi, sham tadur. I'll show you where to live. Let the hashkacha pratis roll. I will show you where you should be at this moment. This is very complicated because, we get stuck in something and that's where we want to live. No, that might be where you want to live, but that's not necessarily the right thing. That was yesterday. That was this morning. And this, the lech lecha, a new pshat, and lech lecha me'artzecha, get out of what you're comfortable with, and on ala aretz asher areka, I will show you where you're supposed to be if you're open to it. Hashem will show us where we need to be. So it's I thought a beautiful, beautiful words from Reb Tzaddik in Koimetz HaMincha. Yeah, everybody with me? So in Perek Tesvav, I'll take that as a yes. And
yes.
Thank you. In Perek Tesvav, I have here a new chiddush of Hine HaMevorech Misborech. New idea that not only are you when you're learning Torah, as we just described, are you meniya the whole world? You're making everything happen, and you're making it happen in a new and a fresh way. Mirane, new kind of Torah, that's put in our hands since Torah Shebal Peh is around. But not only that, but when we do this, when we get involved in this process, we become an executive mover and shaker in the Briyas HaOlam. So what happens is, Mivarech Misbarech, he who's giving the bracha gets the bracha. And we spoke about why that is. We spoke about the Kohanim. The Gemara Rabbi Kiva says the Kohanim not only give a bracha, but when they give a bracha, they get a bracha. And all this also we learn from Avraham Avinu, Va'avarechecha Mivarech, right, Mivarechecha. I will bless those who bless. Those who bless will be blessed. So, not just you have a koach habracha, but the koach habracha goes on you also. That's what we learned last time we learned. And then if you turn a page or so in the Nefesh HaChaim, talks about our gain in learning Torah, and he says as follows, and I want to be ma'ayin into this for a few minutes today. V'hu, meaning the person, see if you can find the place, ha-roda u-moshel bakol. Man is in charge of everything. And as such, v'chol hadinin bishin mistalkin me'alav. Rabbi Yaakov, you have the place? V'chol hadinin bishin mistalkin me'alav. All of the negative dinim, which are in this world, they leave him. In other words, the person who's learning Torah, being that you're creating this cycle of life, so you have immunity from all the bad things that can happen. Whether it's, we're talking about things that happen in this world, whether it's in this world where one's yisurim, all the painful things in this world, bedelin hemenu, will not approach him, they'll be separate of him. At kedei kach, he says, ubeperek ketzen ma'avrin, that the Gemara says, an erevin nundalin, chosh b'roisha yasek b'teira. If you have a headache, learn Torah. Chosh begroinoi yasek b'teira. You have a sore throat, learn Torah. Chosh b'meyav, chosh b'chol gufa yasek b'teira. Shenemar ulechol b'sorei merapa. Torah is a refuah. Okay, in signoin zen, similar to this style, b'vayikarab b'parsha yud beizu v'tanchuma parshas yisrei b'medrash tilam mizmer kuftes ayin shal. Okay, yafeh. So now we know that if we learn Torah, we won't have any yisur. What's the kasha? Halavai. People learn Torah and they have many yisurim. Like, you have a headache, you learn, still have a headache. But Chazal say, Chosh b'roisha yasek b'Torah. So who has pshat before I start saying what I think is the pshat?
I had an idea. Just when we said the Lashon of Rode, reminded me of Adam Arishon. It says, Udu bitgatayam uvo for shamayim. And then we see by Cain, when he killed Hevel, he lost that, and all of a sudden all the animals could control him. So they didn't learn Torah then, but he kind of lost his Tzelem Elokim, and maybe by us learning, we're becoming like Hashem. So it's the same as the difference between Adam Arishon and Cain.
So why do we still have a headache?
That's Yisurim Shalava, V'Sheinon Shalava. Chazal say, I think, that if it's Yisurim Shalava, then the Torah could be Merape. But if or it's Yisurim that Gorim Bitul Torah, then you know it's coming for...
Okay. Let me ask the question in a more lumdish way and see if it works. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Chavav, The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Chaf Ches. Hifli Eitza, Higdil Tushia. Talk about the Torah. Yeshayahu was talking about the Torah. Hifli Eitza, Higdil Tushia. Amar Rabbi Chanon. The Torah is called Tushia. What does Tushia even mean? Go ahead, Ephraim, tell us. What does Tushia mean? No, lo shomea.
It's a good Eitza.
Tushia, Eitza v'Tushia.
Tushia is creativity. Tushia.
Tushia. Modern Hebrew word?
Well, it's also modern, yes.
It's resourceful in modern Hebrew.
Resourceful. Hifli Eitza. So look, that's very in line with what we're learning, right? In other words, there's an element of creativity in the Torah. But listen to this Gemara. Omar Rabbi Hanin, Lama Nikrashma Tushia, Mipnei Shehi Mateshes Koichoi Shel Adam. Because the Torah makes you weak. Maybe one of the most disappointing Gemaras that you're ever going to find. You want to know why you're not feeling well? You learn too much Torah. Torah Mateshes Koichoi Shel Adam. That's how we understood this darshan, this word, tushia, lashon tush, weak, the opposite of creativity, I suppose. And so how could it be that Nefesh HaChaim is bringing us all kinds of gemaras and chazal, that the Torah makes you healthy and yisurim b'deilin mehimanu and takes away your headache and all your yisurei aguf, when the gemara says mefurish, the Torah mateshes, that the Torah makes you weak. And we know this, the Torah makes you weak. I mean, everyone knows that Gemara. A Torah Mateshes Koichos Shel Adam. And I was thinking, an example is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Pei Dalad. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells the story, number of stories. This is the Bava Metzia, Pei Dalad is the stories of Rabbi Yochanan, not the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but Rabbi Yochanan who Rabbi Yochanan said when he was a little boy of 3-4 years old, he saw Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi writing. He had a glimpse of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and that's where he got all his chachma from. That was Rabbi Yochanan. And he was a few generations after after Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, lived in Tveria, and he was a Gadol Ador. He was a Rosh Hashiva Ador. He had thousands of Talmidim, and because of Rabbi Yochanan, because of his godless, so people came back from Bavel and from Golos because they wanted to learn in Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva. And it was a very interesting paradigm shift from Tiras Bavel to Tiras Eretz Yisrael, which came about through Rabbi Yochanan. But there was a lot of casualties also in Eretz Yisrael, spiritual casualties over first the Hadrian decrees, and then the Hadrian decrees were over, and the Romans were working so hard to try to get their power back in Eretz Yisrael, and every minute they were ossuring something else. You know, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. So one of the casualties was in Eretz Yisrael, although it was open to this yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva, and other yeshivas, mostly Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva in Tveria. That's where the action was, in Tveria. Why? Because it couldn't be in Yerushalayim. But one of the casualties was Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was a chaver of Rabbi Yochanan when he was a little boy. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and then he went off to Derech. He went off to Derech and he became a listim. And he was jumping around in the mountains and he was robbing people. So says the Gemara, Reish Lakisha. So the Gemara says a story here that Rabbi Yochanan. Yoyim Achada, this is a Gemara in Bava Metzia Pei Dalad. Yoyim Achada have a Kasachi Rabbi Yochanan b'Yardena. So everybody knows that the Tveria is not on the Yarden. Tveria is on the Kinneret. But if you follow the Kinneret down, you get to the Pesach of the Yarden. There's a kibbutz there called Yardena. I don't know how it's pronounced. So visited many times. You could watch how the Kinneret goes into the Yarden. It starts up all the way up north with Pamayas, the Gemara says, with the Banyas, what they call today the Banyas, and it comes down to the upper Jordan, then it goes into the Kinneret, and then from the Kinneret it flows into the Yarden, and it goes through the Yarden, and it keeps on going south until it gets to the Yam HaMelech. And before the Maisa of Stoim and Amir, that was the most fertile place in Eretz Yisrael, the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. Now it's dead already. But so apparently, just like an interesting geographical thing, so Rabbi Yochanan lived in Tveria, but when he wanted to go bathe, so one time he walked himself down, or got himself down to the Yarden, where the flow is very, very strong over there, and that's where he was bathing. So Yom Echad Havikosachi Rabbi Yochanan b'Yarden, he went swimming in the Yarden. Chazi Reish Lakish, and there he saw Reish Lakish, Ushvar liYarden Abasre, and Reish Lakish saw his old friend Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish wasn't from, as far as I know. So he jumped into Shvar, means he jumped into the Yarden, because that's where he was hanging out in those mountains. Abasre after Rabbi Yochanan, Amrle, and he says to Rabbi Yochanan, says to Reish Lakish, he says, "Whoa, what a dive! you're really yeshlacha koach." So he says, "Chelcha loy raisa," which probably means that Rashi says, "Kama koychacha yafal lispol oil hatera." What a Talmud Chacham you can be with the kind of physical fitness and the koach that you have. Amrle, and Reish Lakish answers him back, which is not very nice. He says, Shufrech, Rabbi Yochanan was known to be a very, very beautiful man, physically beautiful. So he told him, Shufrech Lenashi. Rashi says, Roy Lenashim. Like, I think it means your beauty is wasted on a man. Should have been a woman. Shufrech Lenashi. Or some say that it means that, you know, wasted learning Torah, why don't you hang out with the ladies? And so this is Reish Lakish's comment. So here's an interesting conversation. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Chelchol Ayraisa Kazek Koach, you should really learn Torah. Like, imagine what you can do. And he tells him back, you're complimenting from my Koach for something I don't do with my Koach. Shufrech Lenashi. Amrle, so Rabbi Yochanan says to him, this is going to be one of the oddest conversations in Shas, by the way. Amrle, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, "I hadartabach, if you come back, if you join the yeshiva, if you come back and you become a bentura, ya'ivnalach achoisi de shapira minai, I'll set it up that you can marry my sister who's even more beautiful than I am." That's all it took for Reish Lakish. Well, like, you know. And Kabil Ale, he was Makabil to stop being a bandit and stop being a crook and come to learn Torah. Kabil Ale.
Lishma.
Boy Limaadr La Suye Mona. So now, okay, now I'm a Talmud of my old friend Rabbi Yochanan. They were the same age. Now I'm going to tell my old friend Rabbi Yochanan, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to jump in again. Lasuyim money, I'm going to go get my clothes. Leimotziyadur, he was stuck in the water. He couldn't move. Lost his koach. Akre va'asne v'shavye gavaraba. He read, and he learned, and v'shavye gavaraba, and he became a gadol. So Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi says, this is Rashi, not the Gemara, Leimotzi likpois givori shaina. He couldn't swim the way he did a minute ago. The mishikabel olav ol Torah toshash koichai. Because the minute he was makabel ol Torah, he became weak. He didn't even learn anything yet. He didn't even crack a book. But the minute that he was makabel on himself, ol ha-Torah, that in itself, Tashash Kocha, made him weak. Rabbi Yochanan had to go pull him out of the water, Nebuch. And we don't find anywhere that Reish Lakish any longer had, I mean, not that I know of, I'm not, maybe I'm missing something. I don't know that we find that he had an extraordinary physical koach. Torah Mateshes Kocha Shaladim. So it feels to me like it's a stira to what we're learning here. Yisurin b'delin himanu. Like, in other words, like if the Torah is going through me and I'm learning it and I'm creating something new, resourceful, eitzavet tushia, I'm creating something new and I'm bringing that new up to the Shemayim, and that makes me strong, says the Nefesh HaChayim. So Eiz is strong. Atarim Matesh is koicha shel adam. Where is my koach that I'm supposed to have? So let me first of all share with you, which could be the pshat, the Ben Ish Chai, Ben Yehoyada, who wrote on Bava Metzia, Ben Ish Chai. And he says, find his lashon here. He wrote on Sanhedrin. Back to the term Ateshes Kocho Shel Adam. So he says here, it is Lashon. Kein hi darko shel Torah. He writes about this Gemara. This is the Derech of Torah. Shekol ha'oisek ba, anybody who learns Torah, nase koach chumroi, or chumro, your gashmius koach becomes tush, becomes weak. Why? G'day she yiskaber olav koach nishmasai v'daitoi v'chachmasai. She calls man shechumroi shel adam miskaber ein daitoi nechoina utzilula. Ulfiza amru chazal, and that's why Chazal say, Talmidei Chachomim kolzman shemaskinim. Talmidei Chachomim get old. And when they get old, they get weak. But as the weaker they get, mosifin chachma, the more chachma they have. Luhai, lefi shele'esik nason, tash koyach choymer shalahem, lakach daito noisefes. The chomer becomes weaker, and as the chomer becomes weaker, the chachma becomes bigger. You know, like they say, like, you know, you're thinking with your hunger, you're thinking with your body, you're not thinking, you know, like you don't have a pure thought if you're full of taifa. If your appetite is big for whatever it's big for, that's challenging your mind. So
is there a link here between being weak and being sick?
Might be. Maskinim, kamazokin. Lomatzinu l'chayra, the Talmidei Chachamim become old and they get stronger. But what does get stronger? Well, that way he's learning it, their chachma gets stronger. Which is still not like the Nefesh HaChaim. Then he brings here in Sanhedrin, he brings the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Mihai taima amru chazal. Beperek ha-soicher sa-poilam, that's the Gemara we just learned about Rabbi Yochanan going swimming. Da'avi kachazi leile Rabbi Yochanan de kasachi bi-yardana v'shavar le-yadrana abasei amir le-chelcha le-rais amir le-shufrech le-nashe amir le-yihadirta bo yavina l'cha achoisi kibol boil meder la-suye mana le-matzi hadir pirish rashi sham, which I just learned with you. The Mishkat Mekabel Alavol Torah Toshesh Koychay Alma Afalgal Dakati Lehavi Torah. You see a different thing, says the Ben Ish Chai. You don't even have to learn Torah; you just have to be Mekabel. Layamol Bal Nasa Tosh Koychay. Rak Mekabel Alma V'Tzarich Leimer Dekachi Darkish Al Torah Kedepirashti. Okay, but he doesn't answer the point. So let me tell you what I believe the answer is, and this I found in long time ago in Revise Chover Talmud Agra, Set B'Shem the Gra. And this is a very, very important yesod for us today. It was a sayim. When the wiring of a person, how are we wired? And the answer is, in Shemayim, there's lots of energy. We can choose to have our energy. Everything in this world can choose their energy from the Koach HaTov or from the Sitra Achra, from the other side. Why Hashem created the world this way is beyond our 5 minutes that we have here, but it has to do, obviously, with Bechir Chafshis. So you can find a real Russia, Hitler, Imach Shemoy V'Zichrei, seems to have unfinishing energy. Why? Because he's tied into a Sitra Achra. Just because you see something has a lot of koach, it doesn't mean there's Kedusha there. Tied into the Sitra Achra, and the Sitra Achra, the Gra says, is actually a stronger koach than the koach HaTov. You know, you'll see somebody running for to fulfill some type of a taiva, much more energy, you know, even if it's not a bad thing, but just it's not much more energy than for doing a mitzvah. You're ready to stay up all night. You're ready to do whatever you got to do. So that may be coming from, that energy might be coming from the Sitra Achra. Something which is a little frightening is the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal used to always say, if you want to do something so badly, it's probably not your Yetzer HaTov talking. What is that? Now, it doesn't mean the Yetzer HaTov doesn't want to do things right, but it's much more adin. It's much more edel. It's much more subtle. When you want to do the right thing, so it's a different type of a drive. It's a subtle drive. It's a drive with patience. So when we say, I'll tell you, it was what I understand. When we say Atayra Mateshes Koichai Shel Adam, what happened, according to the way Rashi understands Reish Lakish, what happens is that, okay, Reish Lakish says, okay, I'll do it, Shalei Lishma, right? That wasn't Shalei Lishma, I want to marry your sister. She's a beautiful lady. When we say that, he immediately pulled the plug out on the Sitra Achra. And he's Bli Koach. And then the Gemara finishes off, Karya Vitanya, and he became a Gadol Adar. He took the same plug, pulled it out of the Sitra Achra, put it into the Sitra de Kedusha. Subtle, adin, gentle, edel. Is a different type of koach. The koach of Reish Lakish was different than the type of koach of Rabbi Yochanan.
And so when Rabbi Yochanan said your koach should go for Torah, what was the source of the koach that he's referring to?
Maybe, Rabbi Yitzhak, and I'm wondering the same question myself, but maybe if you have, like, you know, the Gemara says, Kol ha-gadol mechaver yitzrei gadol mimenu. That you can measure a person's koach hatov by their koach hara. So it's like sometimes you see somebody with unbounded energy. It's not that that source is going to be the one that's going to energize my Torah, but you see that you're plugged into a huge amount, like in Shamayim, you're plugged into a huge amount of energy source, a big generator. And if you have that koach in the ra, you can get the koach from the tov chelcha, unplug yourself, maybe it means up above, take that koach that you're getting and chelcha lairaisa, switch it over here. You know, like a guy's with a big switch. And comes with Torah Mateshes Koach HaShaladim. All of a sudden, I don't have the same koach anymore. But I don't have the koach that's coming with Sitra Achra. I don't have the Yetzer Hara koach. I have a new koach. You know, like the Rambam says that, you know, when you're mechanech, a child, you should be, the Rambam says this in Shmoyne Prakim, he says that you should be mechanechem with Yetzer Hara, not with Yetzer HaTov. You want him to learn, give him a prize. You want her to be good, use the Shaloi Lishma. So the Shaloi Lishma, but that's until you become a grown-up. So the Shaloi Lishma has to turn to Lishma, and that in itself that it's weakening is Gufa strengthening the situation that you're in, meaning it's a different type of a koach, a different type of a koach than the koach you had before. So, ulai, and this is 10 o'clock, but there's a lot to say about this, but ulai, efshar loimar, that the mateshes kocho shel adam and the, what Nefesh HaChaim is talking about, the strengthening of the person, that now the light is actually coming through me and I'm in a beacon of light. It's just, it's Matesh's Koch Shel Adam is going on that Koach. And the Koach that I have now that I never had before, there's a Koach of vision. There's a Koach of being able to help people. El HaBokar Ratz Avraham. There's a Koach to be able to do something for the world and actualize the strengths that we have. Like I said, Reb Tzadok at the beginning, El Aretz HaShar HaRekho. You know how much Koach it takes? It's the Rishayim that are not able to reinvent themselves every year. You know, but Tzadikim, okay, this is a different story. You know, you have a different story now than it was. You have to always ready to accept a new reality. It takes a huge amount of Koach. But that's the Koach HaTorah. And that Koach of reinvention is the Koach which is really making the world go round in terms of the the renewal, the Tushia of the world. So the Tushia is Gufa Mateshes. Lachain, I call Ms. Yashiv. Okay, Shavua Tovum Varach.